Welcome to the Sisters with Swords podcast, where we explore God's word and discover his design for women as we wield our weapons of warfare on the battlefield of everyday life. We're your hosts, Holly Knight and Janie Burkett. Hey there, sisters, and welcome to another episode of Sisters with Swords. Janie is going to take us through some scripture memory and meditation today.
So today we are doing Luke 10, 18 through 20, and I'm very excited about this passage because of all of the power that's in it, and I'm excited to go over it. But why don't we start off by having you just read it for us, Holly?
Okay. He said to them, and that this is Jesus talking. He said to them, I watched Satan fall from heaven like lightning. Look, I have given you the authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing at all will harm you. However, don't rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven.
Okay, so I'm very excited about this one. The reason we're going over this verse is because we learned on Tuesday that the Pharaoh, at the time when Shifra and Pua were delivering all of the boys and when Moses came into power, that they were worshiping Wajet, who was a goddess of the serpent out in Egypt. And so we learned about all of the imagery even that Moses and Aaron used with the serpent throughout Egypt when they were delivering the Israelites. And so now we see here Jesus telling us that we have authority to trample over snakes and scorpions as well. So I thought that this verse was really going to be good for us to know and to memorize and to be able to have in our hearts as we are, in our minds and in our spirits, as we are going through everyday warfare against the enemy. So first of all, I want to talk about who our enemy is, and that's in verse 18. And so we see here that Jesus says, I watch Satan fall from heaven like lightning. And I included this one in our verse to memorize because I wanted to make sure that we knew again, just like Wajet was and is a very real entity, so of course Satan is a very real and alive and powerful entity as well. So I want to have Holly read for us one of the verses that illustrates what Satan's power was is Ephesians 2:2. So Holly, why don't you read that one for us?
In which you previously lived according to the ways of this world. I'm going to read and two. And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you previously lived according to the ways of this world, according to the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit now working in the disobedient.
Okay, so this refers to Satan. He is, one of his other titles is the prince of the power of the air. Maybe you guys have heard this before. This is another name for Satan. And so we see here in verse 18 of Luke 10 that Jesus saw him fall from heaven like lightning. And so we know that he is in the earth and he is ruling on the earth, but ultimately he has to come under our submission and the submission under the power of Jesus and his dominion. Also, if you look at Matthew 4, I won't read the whole thing, but if you remember in Matthew 4, this is when Jesus is being tempted in the wilderness. And the first thing that he is tempted with is after his fast, Satan says, hey, turn these loaves of these rocks into loaves of bread. And Jesus, of course, quotes Deuteronomy and says, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. The second thing that he is tempted with is that Satan takes him up to, or rather, this is the third thing he's tempted with, is Satan takes him up to a high place and shows him all of the kingdoms of the earth. And Jesus, and he says, if you bow down to me, I will give you these kingdoms, Jesus. And I remember as a kid thinking like, well, that seems like an easy one to not be tempted by because Jesus had the kingdoms, right?
He's the king of kings.
He's the king of kings. So this doesn't even seem like a temptation.
Right.
But that was not true at that time. Not yet was Jesus the reigning and ruling over all those kingdoms. They are by law, by God's legal authority right now, they are Satan's. And so Satan did have the power to give them to Jesus if he had obeyed him. But of course, if Jesus had obeyed Satan and had bowed down to Satan, maybe that would have worked out okay for Jesus, but that would have not been okay for us.
Right.
We would have been royally screwed.
Right.
Okay. So like that's not going to work out for us. So praise the Lord. He did not, succumb to that temptation. Right. But we can see, and Jesus even responds. He says, you should worship your God and serve him only. So if Jesus was going to say, that's not yours to give, Satan, like, he could have refuted him that way. But right. instead, he acknowledged that Satan had the right to give him that, but he said he was going to bow down to God instead. So we do see again in Luke 10:18 that Jesus saw Satan fall from heaven like lightning. He is here on the earth. He does have power. But in the next verse, we hear that, hallelujah, our power now is greater. Mm-hmm. He says, look, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, nothing at all will harm you. So I want to talk about these two words here, authority and tread. So first of all, it says, I have given you authority. The word here is a military dominion or a ruling dominion. Another word that has been used here is jurisdiction. So again, God's kingdom has a lot of laws and legal implications set up. There is legal language all throughout the entire scriptures. We hear about in Psalms 82, the divine counsel. We hear about, even Paul says, don't you know, talking to us as Christians, don't you know you yourselves will judge the angels? So we will be in a position of authority and of legal rule as well. So we see these legal language all throughout the scriptures. And what we know about God is that he does not violate any of his own laws that he has set up in place.
Yeah.
And how we know this is Jesus himself, before he was crucified, we see him in the Garden of Gethsemane sweating blood because he is under such duress. And he keeps saying to his heavenly Father, God, is there another way?
Yeah.
Can we rescue these people another way? And he says, but not my will, but your will be done.
Yeah.
So we know there was no other way legally for us to become back into true communion with God without Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. So we know that there's a lot of legal institutions set up in the natural and in the supernatural that God has put into place and God has ordained. And because of what Jesus did on the cross, he now says, I have given that dominion, authority, that rule, that jurisdiction back to you, my children, that's us, and that we have the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all power of the enemy because of what Jesus did on the cross. The other thing it says here too is that he's given us the authority and the jurisdiction, but he's also given us the action. So not only do we have authority to do it, but now we know what the action is that he wants us to take, and that is to tread or trample on snakes and scorpions. And I love this because it's almost like God is like, you know, weaving us all together.
It's almost like God knew about Genesis 3:15.
Right.
Or you know?
Even Genesis 1:28 and 29. So that's what I'm going to read to you next, all the way at the very beginning. So Genesis 1:28 and 29 says this. This is where God says to them, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Rule the fish of the sea. Oops, sorry. Rule the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, and every creature that crawls on the earth. So in 28 here, it says, you know, fill the earth and subdue it. Rule the fish of the sea. So this word rule here literally means to tread down. And so with our feet, to tread down, all of the land that God has given us. So it's the same word that we see that we're supposed to, take over the snakes and the scorpions and all the power of the enemy. God originally set that up for us in Genesis 1:28. So it's, we're reclaiming that right back that we lost with the fall of Adam and Eve. The other thing that this means, it means to tread down. It also means to take territory. So I'm going to read for us Deuteronomy 11:24 and 25. And this is what it says. Every place the sole of your foot treads will be yours. Your territory will extend from the wilderness of Lebanon from the Euphrates River to the Mediterranean Sea. No one will be able to stand against you. The Lord your God will put fear and dread of you and all the land where you set your foot. as he has promised you. So he's giving that back to the Israelites then, and he's giving it back to us now. And so I love this picture, because God's just not just telling us what to, that we have the authority to do it, what we need to do, we need to tread on them. But why? Why? Because we're taking back the territory. Satan thinks he's got this land, and he has had it for a while, but now we are taking it back. But it's not just that it happens, it just now poof, now it's ours. No, we have to take an action, and we have to do it to take territory.
Oh, that's okay. Good.
So we have to partner with him in that. We can't just poof, now it's ours, right?
We have to work.
We do have to work to get it back there, and we have to trample on the snakes and the scorpions and over all power of the enemy to take back the territory. And he gives us a promise with that. Nothing at all will harm us as we're doing that. And then in verse 20, Holly, read verse 20 for us, because I lost it.
It says, however, don't rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven.
And so I love this. It's like, hey, we've got these nice superpowers here. Like we're superheroes, right? We've got these nice superpowers. But God says that's not even the thing to be excited about. These are temporary tools in our tool belt. But the ultimate glory for us is waiting for us in his city. And how do we get there? We've got to get our name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So Holly, can you read for us Revelation, I think I told you 21, 27, but really I want you to read more than that. Let me see what it is.
Okay.
22 through 27.
I did not see a temple in it, because the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb are its temple. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, because the glory of God illuminates it, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. Its gates will never close by day, because it will never be night there. They will bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. Nothing unclean will ever enter it, nor anyone who does what is detestable or false, but only those written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
So how do we get to this glorious city? Our name has to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And how does our name get written in the Lamb's Book of Life? We have to accept what Jesus did on the cross. And we went through the way to do that on last week's Thursday episode when we were talking about our great high priest. And so if you have any questions about that, go listen to that last episode. But I love our friends, Charity Gale and David Gentiles wrote an amazing song called New Name Written Down in Glory. And maybe some of you have listened to it. We should probably link it in the show notes.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Link it in the show notes. But I love it because it says, the chorus says, there's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine. I've met the author of this, of my story, and he's mine. And I love that because when we accept what Jesus did on the cross, not only do we get these superpowers that we can trample over scorpions and snakes and over all power of the enemy, but mostly we have an eternal hope in him that we're going to get to live in his city, where there will be no more tears and there will be no more night, and that all of this pain that we're enduring here on earth will melt away, and we'll live in perfection with him forever. And one thing that I wanted to say is, you know, God went through, particularly Jesus went through quite a bit to give us that power to trample over snakes and scorpions and over all power of the enemy. And it's like, you know, did you ever like spend a lot of money or a lot of time or effort for your kids to have like, you know, a great Christmas or something like that, especially when they're little?
Yeah.
And then they start playing with like, you know, the box or the wrapping paper instead. And you're like, what the heck?
Yeah, I could have just given them a cardboard box for Christmas. Instead, I got them a Barbie Jeep.
Right.
Yeah.
That we put together and that they never ran around in.
Yes.
Also because we never remember to charge the battery.
Right.
But you know how it is. Okay. Right. It's kind of like it's kind of like that, but like on steroids, you know?
Yeah. Oh, like times a million.
Jesus gave us this power, and sometimes we're like, no, we're just not going to use that today.
We don't walk like we have that power. We don't live like we have that power. We don't walk in it.
No, and every day that goes by that we're not taking back territory, or we're not treading over snakes and scorpions or over any power of the enemy, Satan wins.
Yeah.
He's not even afraid of us having this power. He's afraid of us using
right.
this power.
Right.
And so don't sit on the sidelines, ladies. Get off the bench. Trample ahead today.
Yeah.
Stomp it down in the name of Jesus. Take over something. Take back a piece of territory. Maybe it's a square foot. Maybe it's not a whole nation or a whole kingdom or something like that. Maybe it's just the, you know, patch of sidewalk out in front of your house. Maybe it is your house. Maybe you feel that there's spiritual warfare happening in your house. Tread down that spiritual warfare in the name of Jesus. You have dominion over your home, both in the natural and the supernatural. If you own your home or you have a lease on your home, you have authority in the natural. That means you have authority in the supernatural because of the legal ties that you have, but then also because of what Jesus did on the cross. Claim your home for Jesus.
Yeah.
Walk around it. Bring the Holy Spirit in. Tell any other spirit that they have to leave, because they do. You have the authority to tell it where it can go. Okay?
Okay.
So tell that spirit where it can go today and tread over ahead.
I like that, Janie.
Yeah.
You're getting after it.
You know, I like to get after it sometimes.
You like a fight.
I do. But don't sit on the bench. Get off the bench, get in the game, and make the enemy upset.
Oh, how fun is that?
Yeah. Get him mad.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right. So I'm going to pray for us, and then we're going to read over this.
Cool.
Lord Jesus, thank you for what you did on the cross, that you have given us the authority to trample over snakes and scorpions and all power of the enemy. And the reason that you have done that for us is so that we can take territory for your kingdom. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you want to partner with us, that you choose to partner with us, and we have the ability to partner with you. You didn't need to partner with us. You could have done it with a snap of your fingers, but in your all-powerful ways and your all-powerful divine plan, you have given us the opportunity to partner with you. Lord, forgive us for where we have taken that for granted and not partnered with you and just let somebody else do it. God, today, right now, we repent from that. We turn around from that, and we choose to partner with you in what you are doing in the kingdom. We do not want to sit on the sideline anymore. We want to get out and trample ahead of the enemy.
That's it.
Put them under our feet. You said we are the head and not the tail, and that every place where our foot walks, you will give it to us, and that nothing at all will harm us. And we claim that power today.
Lord.
We claim that victory today, and we want to walk out in your truth and in your plan. Show us, Lord, where you would have us walk, what territory you would have us take over, and then give us the courage and the strength to obey you and to trample it.
Amen.
Pray these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. He said to them, I watched Satan fall from heaven like lightning. Look, I have given you the authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing at all will harm you. However, don't rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven.
He said to them, I watched Satan fall from heaven like lightning. Look, I have given you the authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing at all will harm you. However, don't rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven.
He said to them, I watched Satan fall from heaven like lightning. Look, I have given you the authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing at all will harm you. However, don't rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. We love you, sisters. Go kick the devil's butt today.
Amen.
Sisters with Swords is produced and edited by Holly Knight. Original music by the Minister of Funk and Husband of the Year, Bradley Knight. Artwork by Holly Knight. And dinner tonight will also be provided by Holly Knight. Please subscribe and share this podcast with your friends. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram @SistersWithSwords. We're cheering you on, sister. Go wield your sword.